For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Korea announcing a disarmament schedule later this month. Asian expert Gordon Chang has this.
Normally the North Koreans don't give concessions before negotiations begin. They've been doing that now for the last 3 weeks. That's an indication that they really want a deal with President Trump.
North Korea is saying they will dismantle its nuclear test site in less than 2 weeks. The event will set up the North Korean leaders' summit with President Trump next month. North Korea's foreign minister said on state media that all of the tunnels at the country's northeastern testing ground will be destroyed by explosion between May 23rd and May 25th, adding that observation research facilities and ground-based guard units will also be removed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A new lava fissure has opened up on Hawaii's Big Island, bringing the total number to 16. Volcano experts are warning a big eruption is imminent. Meteorologist Gene Norman explains the situation.
Think of it the way you would put a pot on a stove. Eventually, when you heat that water up, guess what? It's going to blow the top off, and that's what we're going to see. We're going to see debris anywhere from the size of a basketball to a golf cart or larger get tossed.
Some eggs are still making people sick. Now, 11 more people have contracted salmonella linked to recalled eggs. 35 people in 6 states, mostly on the East Coast, have gotten ill after some 207 million eggs from an eastern North Carolina farm were recalled about a month ago. At least 11 people have been hospitalized, but so far, no deaths have been reported from the salmonella outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The government has put out its latest list of the most popular baby names in America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Emma and Liam, the most popular baby names in 2017. It's the first time that Liam has claimed the title, according to the administration, but it's the fourth straight year that Emma's been number one. For the first time since World War II, Michael falls out of the top 10. Number 12, Emily also fell out of the top 10 for the first time in nearly 30 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Russia has reversed course and dropped plans to deliver advanced S-30 air defense systems to Syria, according to a Kremlin spokesman. The change followed a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Israel became concerned about the possible arrival of new defense systems in Syria after a wave of airstrikes on targets in Syria by French, British, and U.S. fighter planes in April. The airstrikes were in retaliation for an alleged chemical weapons attack by Syria. Supply lines in Syria, manned primarily by Iranian soldiers, have been a frequent target of Israeli airstrikes. The Israeli army says a large attack occurred Wednesday and Thursday after Syrian troops fired a barrage of missiles into the Israeli-held Golan Heights. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.